Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight will be Terry Joseph, who's the passing game coordinator on defense for the Saints. And Bob, that's been the big jump on this football team, just how well they played on defense. And it kind of gets overshadowed because of Tyler Shuck.
Well, and it seems like they're getting better and better. That's why I don't know. Mike, they have like coordinator of the year. There's an award. I think Brandon Staley got to be in that conversation.
He would be
if the team was better, a better record, but
he might win it.
But I think you definitely got to put him. You know, you look at like the pass defense and what we've been able to do. Sixth best. Anytime, you know, you're in the top 10, and I know Brady Cooks couldn't do anything. Mike, when you look at the success he was trying to have, not so fast. Quarterback rating of like 65. We sacked him 8 times. He had interceptions, 22 of 30, 188 yards. So, I like what our young defensive backs, what they've been able to do. And really, when you look at it, 188 yards, we're giving up 181. So that was about right what they did. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to come about, because they're going to be challenged. What rookie's better, Cam Ward or Tyler Shuck? Because Cam Ward got off, and they finally won at home against the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes didn't play well. He don't play defense anyway. And Cam Ward was able to have success, Mike. 228 yards, 2 touchdowns. So he's going to have a little confidence. So I'm intrigued, because it's a big difference. 40th overall pick to number 1 overall pick. And right now, I know Tyler Shuck can hang with Cam Ward.
Man, Cam Ward, do you think about his journey? And we'll talk
much
about it. It's unbelievable. Zero recruit. I remember talking to Coach Rebo about him, because his uncle drives a truck. Truck driver. He goes in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama area. This is before I was doing Tiger Tailgate. I meet him up on the sidelines. He's, man, I listen to you guys all the time.
We start on the road, yeah.
And he's like, I want to introduce you to my nephew. And it was Cam Ward. He was at Incarnate Word. And think zero recruit, leaves there, goes to Washington State, was on the verge of coming out early for the 2024 draft. Then Miami of Florida came a-calling and said, hey, listen, come play 1 year here, see what happens.
Well, I would like Miami's chances better against Ohio State if Cam Ward was playing quarterback instead of Carson Beck.
I agree.
Because, you know, Carson Beck's played in some big games, but he's also thrown some big game interceptions.
But, boy, that defense is good.
No, yeah.
Man, that defense is awfully good.
The Aggies. The Aggies, no matter what they are, they might think they can handle prosperity. No. The Texas A&M Aggies are like an 8-4 team. They got to live with it. They can't win a championship. Now, I'm going off on a tangent. We'll talk about that another day. But how about them Saints? If you look at the Saints right now, a team that was once 1-8 has now won 4 of its past 6 games. Now we improved to 5-10, 2 games remaining. The Saints have already exceeded, like Las Vegas, over and under, 4.5. 5 games, Mike. I think it's a great opportunity six, if not seven. I mean, why not? You know, I'd be interested to see what the weather going to be like in Nashville.
Well, they got to win one more game for me to cash in. I didn't get it.
Yeah,
because I got it at 5.5, so
yeah,
they got to get it to 6.
Right, but it was like 4.5, 5.5. Yeah. It was fluctuating between that.
Because I think it started at 5.5, and then it and dropped to 4.5.
I don't know, maybe if some of those Vegas were at that Rams-Saints practice out in Irvine.
All I know is I never thought I'd cash that ticket in, I'll be honest
with
you.
Well, no, not when you won an 8.
Yeah.
But no, they've gotten hot at the right time. And you look at it, they handle adversity and all that. Look, the Saints just led just 9-6 at halftime, but then they outscored the Jets 20-0 the rest of the way. You look at Tyler Shuck, 32 of 49, 61%, 308 yards, his first 300-yard game, a touchdown. No, he had a lot of game balls for Coach Moore to give out. You know, it's like almost if you were playing and everyone was having success, it was kumbaya. Look, even Charlie Smith, the kicker. You know, 3 weeks ago, Mike, he plays his first NFL game. Now he tied a franchise record with 5 made field goals. So when you look at all that, then you look at Cam Jordan, you look at Taysom Hill, you look at Chris Olave.
Juwan Johnson.
To show you how things were going good, we broke the black helmet jinx. I mean, if you look, the Saints finally won their first game in their black alternate helmets that they debuted that back in 2022. Mike, so we had come up with a big win. We were 0-6 in those damn black helmets. I go, why? Before the Jets game, I go, why are we wearing that? So they said, we for sure trying to get a win. You go, come on, we got to beat the sorry-ass Jets. So let's try and wear the black helmets and get a win. And they finally end up getting a win. But, Mike, when they was wearing those black helmets before, in the 5 games before and all looking at, now they had that 28-25 loss in the Vikings in London. But those alternate helmets, we were losing by an average of 9 points a game. I was like, man, we got too many Florida leads. All those little Florida leads, like a bunch of little bees on there. We got to get rid of that black helmet. I like the white one. I like the traditional one. But now we finally gotten over the hump with that black helmet, the alternate helmet, coming with a win. You look at Chris Olave, finished 10 catches, 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. If he was, like, having a perfect game, Mike, he could have been hovering around 200 yards receiving. He could have even had a better game than he did. But that's a good showing. And you look at Shuck and how prolific he was. Mike, he led 10 drives, and all but 3 of those drives ended with scoring opportunities. We punted just 1 time. And if you look at that punting only 1 time, a feat that they was only managed twice since Drew Brees retired. So we haven't seen that kind of game. Usually we have way more punts than what you witnessed, and that did not happen. So I'm highly encouraged by Tyler Shuck. And again, you bring up the defense at the beginning. We allowed just a hundred. Now, it's an NFL game. We allowed just 195 net yards of offense. Just 2 of the New York's 63 offensive plays gained more than 20 yards, and they had 1 long run of 7. So, Mike, it was really a complimentary, complete game. And, again, we should be able to do it. The Jets are sorry, but it's still an NFL team. It's still pros versus pros. So, I like it.
They own the schedule.
On the schedule.
Guess what? You got to play.
Look, it's always nice when the Big Easy kicks the Big Apple's ass. You know, it's not as good as whipping the Cowgirls. And, again, another great football weekend. How about the Chargers in Jerry's World? They spanked that cowgirl behind. No. Look, we're trending upward. The Cowgirls are trending downward. So, you know, you got to look at the ebbs and flow of a season. That's where we're at right now. And, again, you talk about the defense. Look at the Jets. Jets just had 12 first downs. I think the bottom, you got to have at least 14 first downs or more, if not hovering around 20. But 12 first downs, like I said, 195 total yards of offense. And we've been amongst the best on third down defense. That has always been the case throughout the season. We've been unbelievable third down defense. Mike, always around 34-35%. Well, they end up being only 2 of 15 on third down. Just outstanding. And you look at, we were outstanding. This is a game. We do this continuously going forward. Offense or defense, they were 2 of 15, 13%. Yeah, 2 of 15, 13%, and we were 47%, 8 of 17.
I'll take that any game.
Oh, no.
What, anything over 40? I'll take that any game.
Yeah, on third one year, down. Remember when I told you, we led, I think it was 92. We led the NFL in third down conversions, 48.5%. You know, I said, "Oh, you got to be 50% or more." No, if you, that's
you're
a good
in the
number.
40s.
47, 48%, and then we had more than 2-to-1 total yardage. They had 195. Like I said, we had 412. Now the one area we got to get better, but we own our fourth string running back. we got to average better per carry. Mike, we only averaged – now, we held the Jets now. They only averaged 3.2, but we only averaged 3.4. And for the season, we had 3.6. And now, we did it this game, but we've been giving up 4.1. If we could flip that – and, you know, we've done it by committee with the running backs. Taysom Hill, as much as we love him, he had an off-year running the football. He had the longest run, remember, that one time, 29-yard run. I keep forgetting the game. Was that the Rams game? Was that the Panthers? It was when he had the 29-yard run. But the point being, no, Taysom Hill was way below his average rushing, but he wasn't average yesterday. If you look, Taysom Hill, first player in the Super Bowl era to have 1,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving, the last player to actually do it. Now, you look, that's the Super Bowl era, but actually the last player to do it in the NFL was Charlie Trippi 70 years ago. Just look up Charlie Trippi. They didn't even have face masks. That's when you had a leather helmet and you fold it in your back pocket and you just put it on your head.
Like a wallet.
You think they're worried about concussions then? But then you do more shoulder tackles like they do in rugby. You know, you wouldn't use your helmet as a weapon. But, yeah, so you got Taysom Hill and Charlie Trippi. That's a unique NFL history. But modern day age, modern football, the speed of the game, first player in Super Bowl era to accomplish that. Congratulations, Taysom Hill. I found this in the back of the closet. My Jote Taysom Hill shirt, jack of all trades or Swiss Army knife, however you want to describe it. No, I always said this. If Taysom Hill showed at your house and your daughter said, "Yeah, I'm dating this Mormon guy." Oh, Mormon? Why you? I don't know about that. But then you see it was Taysom Hill, you hit the lottery. Taysom Hill's almost too good to be true. If your daughter would have, now he's married, has a bunch of kids, but before he got married, if your daughter brought Taysom Hill home, you'd be like, "Oh, he's unbelievable." He's even a better guy than Drew Brees, I think. And you know what I think of Drew Brees?
We'll be back with more second guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6 7:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola, Saints Coaches Show, Bobby along with Mike Haas, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and defensive pass coordinator, secondary coach Terry Joseph will join us until 7:30. And then it'll be Monday Night Football. And, man, for the 49ers, Bob, they've already clinched a spot in the playoffs.
The 49ers could be dangerous. You know what? If you look at it, because it fluctuates, you look at a division, you know, like the NFC North, everyone's relevant. Remember, it was the Vikings, Packers, Lions. Look where the Bears are at now. Y'all stay up and watch that game?
That was a hell of
a finish.
They're
going crazy in freaking Chicago right
now. That was a great finish.
But then you look at the Vikings. I don't trust J.J. McCarthy, their quarterback. The Lions probably not going to make the playoffs. Look, I'm telling you, you got to take advantage when you get there. Because look where injuries, whatever you describe it. But look where the Lions and the Commanders are right now. Out of sight, out of mind. And then you look at the NFC West. To me, that's the best division. You look at the Rams. You look at the Seahawks, the 49ers, not only the Cardinals, and we should have beat the Cardinals. You remember that week one? We should have beat
them.
That's
terrible, you lost.
But the Cardinals, the Cardinals are the NFC version, I think, right now of the Jets. They kind of moved on. We're getting ready to go on vacation in Cabo San Lucas or something.
I know one thing. Kyler Murray ain't quarterbacking them no more.
No. And he's too much a prima donna. There's not enough quarterbacks, but again,
he can spin it too.
Very similar to Tua. That contract is like you paid him too much money before they actually did something. Then when all of a sudden you look, Kyler Murray having $150 million guaranteed, Tua $150 million, what have they done? Now, I mean, that's why if you look, it was almost the same situation with Russell Wilson. You might have to cut bait and just eat it.
And that's what
Russell Wilson did with the Broncos. That's kind of like where the Dolphins and the Cardinals are at with those two cats.
Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, brother.
All right, Hollywood swinger. What you got?
Hey, Bobby, guess what tomorrow is?
What's tomorrow? I know it's almost Christmas.
And it's Tuesday, you got that part right.
Yeah, it's almost Christmas, I know that. What you got?
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, Hollywood. So are you close to retirement, or you just love your job so much you'll never retire?
I'm retired. I retired November the 1st. Them grandkids, I got so much stuff to do. My work, so I had to retire.
Also, you retired. You could take care of your grandkids, and I know you're on that board for E.D. White to help them to keep being prosperous. And go ahead.
I got a grandson that's a basketball player. And then I got a granddaughter, Salt LaFou. She's a basketball player. So I got them all scattered out.
Also, they like basketball. So they take their skill set. Does it come from you, from your wife, or from your son-in-law, or what? Or your daughter-in-law, wherever? Where does it come from? I mean, because if you play basketball, you can't be you can't be stiff. You got to be coordinated. I mean, can they shoot or what? What's their game? Tell me.
He assists a lot. He passes the ball.
So he's a good passer.
Oh, so he's a point guard.
He's a good team player.
Yeah, he's point guard.
And the other one, she got a lot of determination. She got full energy, so you need that.
Oh yeah, you gotta have a lot of energy. You gotta have that spunk. You gotta fight. You gotta fight, right. Now you get to go watch them play all their games. Good for you.
Right. Hey, Bobby. Looking at the draft, the players coming out of college, they got any good ones coming out, and the ugly ones.
Well, you can ask me, but ask Mike. He knows more about the draft. I think because the Alvin Kamara situation. The reason why I say I love the running back from Notre Dame.
Boy, if he's there, he'd be hard to pass.
Yeah, and I don't know. All of a sudden, remember, it wasn't too many weeks ago. Oh, for sure we pick it in the top five. If not,
now I think you slotted eighth,
and then it might be.
Might be 10th before it's all over with.
We could end up hovering around there. I look at, like, Bobby, that's too high for a running back. All I know is look with Bijan Robinson. Now, they had one in Atlanta. I think he's going to have 2,000 yards from his scrimmage as a receiver and rusher, rushing. And you look at Saquon. He helped him win a Super Bowl, the Eagles, after he left the Giants.
Jahmyr Gibbs was picked 12th.
Okay, Jahmyr Gibbs. Look what he means to the Lions. And that. Now, you could have arguments on both sides. For instance, we all thought Jenty from Boise State. Oh, he's going to be a difference maker for the Raiders. The Raiders are sorry. He ain't done nothing.
Well, yesterday was pretty good, though.
Oh, so he did good yesterday?
He did really good yesterday.
Okay, so he still counts. You got, you know, to run, but they got to open holes for him.
Bobby, he's getting hit in the backfield.
Yeah.
As a runner, which, okay, you got nothing in front of you. So I think a couple of names to watch. One would be Cornell Tate. He's the receiver opposite Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State. Man, Cornell Tate's talented. Now, sometimes you get overshadowed, but the last guy sort of overshadowed at Ohio State, guess what he's doing with the Bucks? Amika Abuka. That guy.
But he's kind of slacked off as of late.
He started, but all
the receivers were hurt. He really took off with Baker Mayfield, but both him and Baker Mayfield. Boy, you know, choke job, Tampa Bay, they've gone from the penthouse to the outhouse. Now, they got to win their last two games. And they should.
Okay, they play Miami.
And they play the Panthers again.
And they play the Panthers again.
So they
again.
Control their destiny.
And guess who the Panthers play this week?
They play the Seahawks.
That's an L.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now.
No. So that's why, Tampa Bay might slip in, but it's been a choke job for them. And Baker Mayfield, again, went from MVP candidate to Tyler Shuggs better than him. I'm not being a homer. I'm just telling you.
I think what you say is absolutely correct.
It changes month to month. I mean, you know, it's like the stock market go up and down. Like, oh man, I had a great month. The next one, what the hell?
I get rid of them stock that constantly go up.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking.
Offensive guards. I think you need two. Go in veteran free agency and get both of them.
No, we tried that already. Mickey Loomis and the whole Saints organization, we drafted enough offensive linemen. We don't need Cesar Ruiz Jr. Like he was a first-round draft pick. I mean, that one fan called in Cesar Ruiz. Come on. He has not worked out. Now, we need a line, obviously, to work out. But I think if you're not going to get an impact or a skillful player, whether a wide receiver or a running back, you'd have to get like
a pass rusher
opposite of Chase Young. Yeah. And I'm going, like, with the youth. Some impactful player, but will they be there? They'll probably get drafted before we can take them, like Bain. And Mike, name the guy right there.
Arvell Reese.
Okay.
He'll either go two or three.
Yeah.
Mendoza's going to go one. The big question mark is, and I think he kind of holds the football cards in his hands, Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon. Because he's only a one-year starter, 20 years old. It would be against the grain, Bob. I'm telling you, if he decides to come out, he'll be the second pick in the draft.
I want to see what he does against Texas Tech. Yeah, he kicked James Madison's behind.
But Oregon's defense.
James Madison played like Dolly Madison. I mean,
all I know is, did you think they would score over 30 points against that defense?
Well, that at the end, those happened. They covered. I don't know. I took James Madison in the points, so they covered.
You were the only one to do that.
So they covered. That's a lot of points. I thought Tulane would cover. Tulane got freaking waxed back-to-back games. Come on, at least cover. Help the people that follow you. Come on, that's a lot of points. You have to have some kind of revenge factor. No damn revenge. It was like I'm watching a Tulane-Ole Miss game. You got to be kidding me. Within the first, like, seven offensive plays, they had two touchdowns. Like three-play drive, four-play drive, like, whoa. It's like blitzkrieg. It's like, whoa, I know. It doesn't matter, the second game. We're watching it
as we're finishing the show.
It was like,
what in the world's happening here?
No, it looked like, again, the JV versus the varsity.
Thank you, Hollywood. We appreciate the call. When we come back, we'll get on Longshoreman. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by. They got the squares up for the Monday night game. You can hear that game right here on the Big 870 WWL at 7:30 tonight. And it's 49ers Colts. Let's see if the old Pops can pull one out with Philip Rivers, 44 years old.
If you're old and you love football, how can you not cheer for Philip Rivers?
What?
I mean, you have to – he's hanging in there. And you just look at the last game. And that could show you how the ball's coming out. That young quarterback, look how Phillip Rivers knows to where to go with the ball. Now, he's a statue, but still, I mean, what is
he? Boy, he's coming out of that fast.
No, he weighs 260 pounds. I mean, he's a quarterback.
He ain't running away from you. Let's
go. But you know what? Before Mike, you brought up Phillip Rivers, so I got to comment on this. You know what else he did? He has like 10 kids, okay? And you know what's crazy, everyone, you know, now in the world about insurance, your health care and all that, you know, whatever. And so do you know, like, we're not collectively bargaining between the union and whether it's Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL. As an NFL player, when you finish playing, you have insurance for your family and for 5 years. And then you're on your own. And so he looked at it. Man, I got 10 kids and all that. He goes, I can restart. I'll come back and play.
Restart the clock on insurance.
Start the clock. And so as soon as I finish playing, I got 5 more years that they're going to handle the insurance. Because he was up for like he's the one
pro
of those.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Pro Football Hall of Fame. Maybe could slip in, but you got to wait like the 5-year thing. But I know I'm kind of making a joke about that. But, no, think about that. He has a whole team. Make babies every other year or whatever. But, yeah, so he'll have as soon as – like next year, he'll have 5 more years. I got all his insurance taken care of.
And his son is one of the most highly recruited quarterbacks in the state of Alabama in the Deep South.
How about that? Does he throw like Phillip too kind of, or does he come over the top?
It's a little bit more over the
top. Instead of shot put?
But it's not – man, nobody throw the ball like Phillip. I mean, that was almost like watching a guy in track throw the shot.
But you could throw if you're accurate, you could throw a lot of different ways. You could throw it behind your back if you're accurate. It doesn't matter.
Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, thank y'all for taking my call. And first of all, let me say Merry Christmas to you two boys and Luke, all the whole WWL crew that people don't know about working the sidelines. There's a lot of them out there. And Hollywood, Big John, all the other listeners and callers, I know Grant's out there and probably Craig Selly out there in the front of the little bar right there. Merry Christmas to y'all too.
Yep. So Longshoreman, I know you made the last home game. I didn't see you yesterday. Were you watching from your living room or what?
Bobby, I had a late night playing music Saturday night, so I went back to gather up the rest of my gear, and I watched the game at one of the little places I play over in Pasco Stan. But that was a good game, man, and I just want to ask y'all a couple quick questions.
Okay.
So me and Charlie were talking about this. So the best way, what's your best way to bring back a winning attitude, the swagger, and the confidence on the team? What is the best way to bring that back?
Win.
Well, keep playing the Jets.
Yeah. But you got to win.
No, yeah, you got to win. You got to play the game. That's right. That's another NFL team. That's pros versus pros.
Okay. I'm going to keep you humble. I'm going to keep you humble, Longshoreman.
Oh, Bob, you ain't got to worry about that. You know I'm humble.
You know what's still scary right now? Okay, let's say we beat the Titans and we finish strong, going on a win streak. If you look at the strength of schedule and the teams that had winning records, we did not beat. And you look at the Cardinals, didn't have a winning record, and we end up losing to them. So what ends up happening, you're not in the bottom 4 or 6.
Who was the quarterback in that game, though?
Still what I'm saying. No, so what if we win instead of 7? What if we go in 9-8, 8-9? Then you know what ends up happening? You're not good enough, but you're not bad enough, but you're not really good enough. You're not great. You know what I'm saying? To be truly a champion, like we win this with the Super Bowl. So then you hover in limbo land, you're like middle of the pack. That's what we got to avoid. That's why we got to hit on the draft with all these young players. I think we have
another
the right quarterback.
Draft.
Yes.
Another draft.
So I don't know. Look how quickly the Patriots turn it around.
1 year.
Even Vrabel thought that they were playing more like for the 26 season. But look how quickly they turned around. Because even like as great as Drake May is, he didn't start the first 6 games. They went with Jacoby Brissett. Then Drake May comes in, and then look how they parlayed that. The Patriots might end up being the number one seed in the AFC. But I think that if we get our young players hitting the draft, that if we're training in the right way, that next year, that being the 2026 season, we definitely got to be hovering around 500. 8-9, 9-8. Now, the key is always to try and get the double-digit wins. Because to have a chance, you got to be in the dance, that being in the postseason. But then it would be almost, if you build upon where we had this year, let's say we finish strong and you get to 7 wins and we're 7-10. That's still a losing season. Well, you look at next year, well, hell yeah, we got to win more than 7 games, right? Now you have to look at strength and schedule, who you're playing and all that. Look, we've definitely went under Coach Moore. We've had the NFC South's number, and look where we're at right now. Well, we could finish 4-2 in the NFC South. If you beat Atlanta the last game, no one would have thunk it. I thought before the year, I go, yeah, we could go 3-3.
Just so, split it.
Yeah. So when I look right now, the season, really, when you're holding the feet to the fire, and now, like, it ain't no 4 or 5 year plan. That's a bunch of crap. No, it would be more, are we truly relevant? Now, fans don't want to hear this, but now we really in the hunt, and we've truly turned things around, would be the 2027 season. The two magical teams, if you look at it, it's kind of been the Patriots and Seahawks. So you can maybe have one of those. But look at that Super Bowl win, how quickly it closes. Look where the Chiefs are at right now. The Bills, Josh Allen, he's thinking, man, Pat Mahomes on the playoffs, I got to do it now and see what's going to happen.
Did anybody think Jacksonville, with a first-year head coach with Liam Cohen, and would do what they're doing today and look at Trevor.
And to show you how quickly, Trevor's now turning to the prince, not the fake prince, or a real prince. You look at the Jaguars. They went to Denver and spanked that ass. They whipped Sean Payton and the Broncos.
They really confused Bo Nix in that game. He was just throwing it up.
And Sean probably was ticked off at this. I think the weather in Denver this time of the year was like in the 60s. Well, if you're in Jacksonville, there's not no inclement weather. Well, you got to be able to handle the cold weather, Mile High Stadium. What? It was in the 60s. It didn't bother the Jaguars. No, the Jaguars, look where they're at the beginning of the year, look what their record was. So it can happen within a season, but you always want to give fans hope. That's why we need to finish this season strong. Then everyone's going to be in that number next year, the Who Dat Nation. Well, look where we're at. Well, then we got the right quarterback. We got to get the right pieces.
Now put the pieces, free agency, and the draft.
Yeah, and you're all excited about the draft. Who are we going to have? So, but no, if we get to 7 wins, hell yeah, in 2026, we better win more than 7 games, right? If you're trending in the right direction.
We'll be back. Thank you, Longshoreman. Appreciate the call. Merry Christmas to you, bud. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in our number one of the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Got another hour here at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to tell everybody at 5:40 we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Houston Cougars, former Tulane coach Willie Fritz will join us here on Second Guest. More Second Guest right after this news break.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will join us as he'll be the host, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And his guest tonight will be defensive pass coordinator Terry Joseph. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. We'll wait for Les to come in a few minutes to join us. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and a very Merry Christmas. And to Longshoremen in Hollywood, let me return those Christmas greetings. And if you do not mind, I'm going to engage in a bit of some very, very amateur poetry.
Okay. 'Twas
the night before Christmas and throughout Houdat Nation, after three straight wins, Saints fans were giddy with elation. The Cajun Cannon was ecstatic, and listeners rejoiced greatly because Bobby does not need to ask, what have you done for us lately? The mood of the crowd, pumped up by Taysom Hill, was joyous and loud, and the Caesar Superdome was a thrill. On Olave, on Juwan, on Tipton, go all the way, and some darn fine running from Audric Estime. The defense came back, showed the Jets who was boss, with Cameron Jordan's two sacks and three tackles for a loss. The playoffs may be out of reach in 2025, but the Houdat Nation is hopeful because the Saints, they look alive. With a promising young quarterback by the name of Tyler Shuck, the rest of the division will just have to endure more poor luck. Falcons, Panthers, and Bucks, you may have been this year's picks, but the Houdat Steamroller will crush it in 26. So let's all exclaim, with two games remaining at that, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a big Houdat. Merry Christmas.
Well, hey, Big John, that was awesome. Big John, listen, I know you're a professor, you're unbelievable history professor, but you must have did. You had to make an A in your poetry classes, right? Well, that was unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? You're a poet and you don't
poetry.
Know it.
Was yeah, that? Yeah, but my feet sure show. I said my feet sure show it because they're Longfellas, right?
Right. You like, yeah, Longfellow. Yeah, I mean, that, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed. I didn't know you had it in you because you could probably write a number of poems. You could probably do romantic poems. You could probably do sports poems like you just did. No, Big John, you see, I learn something every day. I like that skill set because I know you know history. And, you know, here's Big John. This is the kind of show this is. I love it. He sends me a text, and, you know, because I'm bringing up, like, James Madison. I don't know, Dolly Madison. You look at whether you're president or you look at university. Big John sends me, don't knock Dolly Madison. When her hubby evacuated Washington, D.C. in 1814, Dolly stayed behind to rescue the paintings in the White House. So, yeah, I mean, so she was a warrior. I mean,
when yeah. we took the White House tour, this was right before COVID, like in we went Mardi Gras, Washington, 2020. They actually told that story.
About Dolly Madison?
Dolly Madison went back to preserve the paintings.
I don't know, young people, do they still eat Twinkies and all that? I don't probably, I guess they do. But, you know, think about when that was all today. Okay, what are we going to name our company, whatever, like Dolly Madison and the sweets? We love sweets. So that's why when, you know, you hear like the University of James Madison, so I would kind of joke, and because they have been very highly competitive, that when they don't do well, said, oh, they're playing like Dolly Madison. Maybe that's not fair because Big John just enlightened me how courageous she was.
Well,
Big John,
I
go
mean,
ahead.
I can't add to that, Bobby. Your flattery will get you everywhere with me. You know that. Like I said, this is very amateurish poetry, but I felt it was, we need to kind of have a little break from the seriousness because Christmas is right around the corner. But I'm telling you guys, it's just 122 days till the NFL draft and then the schedule release after that. And I'm already counting the days because I really do think that this team is on the cusp of turning. I mean, it has turned the corner, and now it's going to be in a position next year where it's going to definitely challenge for the division. If, and that's a big if Mickey Loomis does not spit the bit and he makes the right draft choices.
I think free agency and the draft, this is a critical moment for them because now you've got the big piece at quarterback. You got to add the other stuff around him.
Supporting
running
cast.
Back, wide receiver, tight end. My thing is go out in free agency, grab you a couple of veteran offensive guards, try to get you a pass rusher. You always need help, too, in the secondary. There's never enough cover guys on any team, but you can see, obviously, what this team needs. But here's my big kick. I throw this to Bob. First two picks, none of this projection stuff. Oh, 2 years or 3 years from now, he's going to be good. No, you want a player that can come in and help you now.
Like a stud. We're not developing him. No, he's going to come and have an initial impact and it's going to be He's going to help us win. In other words, no, he might be a rookie, but he don't play like a rookie. No, he's helping us win. And listen, and now we might be bitching if we draft like another guard, but what if that guard was Jari Evans? I wouldn't say nothing then. We've always been trying to address the offensive line. Tyler Shuck wouldn't be against that. He wouldn't be against a stud running back. You put like a Bijan Robinson alongside Tyler Shuck or Saquon Barkley. I mean, no quarterback is against a stud running back. Can you imagine a modern-day Deuce McAllister on the side of Tyler Shuck? No. Now, they still got to open up the holes up front, and you never can have too many weapons. Whoever they pick, they got to pick the right guy. And Mickey Loomis is the guy in charge. But you know what? You got good soldiers underneath.
Jeff Ireland's college guy.
Yes, Mickey's going to say, come on, I got to trust y'all. You go look at the Senior Bowl, the Combine and all. Oh, we got to hit a home run.
And Mike Parrington is the pro guy.
Yes, all of that. All of that. If you're going to truly turn things around quickly and that you're not only hovering around middle of the pack, well, we're not bad, but we're not great. No, you can do it. Look how quickly the Patriots have turned around. Look at the Seattle Seahawks. Look, was Sam Darnold on the Seahawks last year? Look how they hit with that. What in the hell, in hindsight, J.J. McCarthy? I know you want to get young. Why did you get rid of Sam Darnold? I know he spit the bit in the playoffs with the Vikings, but look what Sam Darnold's done. He finally, from a psychological standpoint, that might actually benefit him. He finally overcame the Rams. He couldn't beat the Rams. And look, they beat the Rams. And Matthew Stafford was unbelievable. You got to have a vision. That's when you got to hit. Look at McVay when all of a sudden Matthew Stafford, what did he do
his
with the Lions?
Special teams let him down.
Yeah, the special.
Oh, my God.
They fired the coach. They fired the coach of the Rams. Why are you kicking to Rashid Shaheed? The Rams are idiots. What are you doing? No, the Rams, now they're going to try and address that. I don't know if you can, but now you got to win in all phases if you're truly going to be a champion. That has cost the Rams this season, their special teams. But going back to McVay, look what he did. Because Jared Goff was McVay's Super Bowl quarterback. They didn't win, but they went to the Super Bowl. We all remember the Nolan no-call. They only scored 3 damn points in the Super Bowl. You don't think the Saints at that time would have scored more than 3 points? The Patriots beat them 13-3. I'm still mad about that. That's a joke. But you look at McVay. He didn't say, okay, well, we're still relevant and we're fighting. I'm going to stay with Jared Goff. No. He says, I know we got to get better. And he goes get a cat like Matthew Stafford, who ain't won nothing with the Lions. And he played with Megatron and all that. Think about that. And you got to have a vision. That's when you need Kellen Moore to be involved. Jeff Ireland, Mickey Loomis, come on. Y'all have to make it work. Because you can't turn around quickly. Oh, be patient 4 or 5 years. Hell no, we're not being patient.
Nobody's got that kind of patience.
The Hoodat Nation, and we ain't patient no more. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. We passed Drew Brees and Sean Payton. We want to be in the hunt next year. or definitely more than 7 wins, I would say. And then you got to say, no, we got to see a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not the damn train coming to run you over. It is truly a light that you could be prosperous. And the 2027 season, no, we went in the NFC South because it wasn't that long ago we won it 4 years in a row. Now, look at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is going to win the damn NFC South 5 seasons
in a row. Sure looked that way a month ago.
but wait, I don't know. They still got a great chance.
They still have a chance.
That's why we got to be where we got to go in a row. No, the Saints, we going back to where we were dominating the NFC South maybe 3 or 4 seasons in a row.
Okay, this isn't the AFC West. This is the NFC South. You're not talking about closing a huge gap here.
The NFC West and AFC West, if you look top to bottom, you take out the Cardinals and the Raiders. No, that's some pretty damn tough divisions. But I'll tell you what, look where the Chiefs are at right now. Man, the Chiefs showed you NFL, pros versus pros.
They got spanked yesterday.
Yeah, well, and the Saints got to play the Titans next week. They finally won a home game. And you might say, they didn't play with Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes don't play defense. Why didn't the Chiefs' defense stop the Titans? They did not.
And then you lose Garner Minshew with an ACL. Back-to-back games, you've lost your starting quarterback to an ACL injury. Yeah. Wow, that's a big loss. Thank you, Big John.
But those two quarterbacks don't play defense. The Chiefs, Andy Reid, I'm telling you, Andy Reid's going to get old overnight because
he's not a happy camper.
No, he can't be. The Chiefs have gone from the penthouse to the outhouse.
It goes to show you how quickly that can happen in this league. We'll be back with more second guests. We'll have Les Sackett on with us. Got the king of shenanigans here with us, too, in the crowd. Biggest, big Saints fan, big part of the Who Dat Nation sitting here with us. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. With us now, he's here each and every Monday night with us. He's been busy coordinating and supervising. Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper. Les, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. I know you were busy with the Monday night squares. And if they're in the area, they can come on by and then get a square right here for the Monday night game.
Right. Appreciate being here. I couldn't get away from the football boards. We just had a bunch of people show up. You can get on the boards up to 6:45. At 6:30, the kiosk will stop printing out entries, so you have to get your entry before then. Once you get your entry, you can go up to 6:45 to get onto the board, and you can win up to $1,000 in free play.
All right. What's the gig on the slipper?
The slipper, we are now up to $20,000 in cash. So Thursday night, Christmas night, we're going to have another drawing. Somebody could win $20,000. If not, it'll roll over to $25,000 for the next week. But we keep doing that all the way through Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that's a long ride with it there.
Yeah. So it can roll up to a lot of cash.
Tell everybody, I know it's a real busy week this week with Christmas Eve, Christmas. I know y'all have a lot of people that come here. Tell everybody what's up here at the Silver Slipper.
Well, at the Slipper for Christmas, we have our Christmas Day specials and the Jubilee Buffet and the Blue Bayou. Make sure you get reservations for that because it's booking up real quick. Then we also have two New Year Eve parties. We'll have that on the 27th, which is a Saturday. We'll have Tease Me Band playing. And then on the 31st, which is Wednesday, it's New Year's Eve. And we'll have Joni Compretta and Baytown Groove, who will be ringing in the New Year with us.
So I know you did tell me for the steakhouse, that's booked up for New Year's Eve. I think they have a party there. But if you want to come New Year's Day or Christmas Day, you better get them reservations in.
That's right. Unfortunately, we do have the parties on those days, but the Christmas Day, you can book. And you can also book for the New Year's Day also.
Hey, hey, Les, when y'all in those meetings of like, what we need to do, we need a plan to attract customers, this is any casino. Maybe I'm a red meat guy. Who doesn't like prime rib? Like prime rib anywhere. I mean, if you promote that where you just need a few teeth in your mouth and it kind of melts in your mouth and it tastes so damn good. That's why I'm a carnivore. I never could be no damn veg. I like chicken. I like any kind of meat. But like prime rib, I mean, that's why I don't. If you try to get people to come and you give them a deal on a prime rib, I mean, that's how you attract the customers. I don't know. I got a lot of common sense. I told y'all that before.
sounds like you're wanting to get into the Blue Bayou.
Yeah, no, I've eaten that Blue Bayou. It's awesome.
He's eaten that before. It's really, really good.
They had me one. This is like we've been doing this now for 20 years at the Silver Slipper. I want to say it's probably half a dozen years ago. Emil had me. I don't know. I wanted to take my wife on a nice date to come out to Blue Bayou. All of a sudden, he had me eating with all the high rollers. And so my wife said, this ain't no damn date. Here they got you doing sports talk with all the high rollers at the Blue Bayou.
I remember. Yeah. I had forgotten about that, yeah, but I do remember that now.
I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to take care of you. Then I show up, and it's like not a table for two. It's like a table for eight. I said, I don't know. Just go with the flow. But anyway, I'm not going to say what happened after that. I go, come on. It worked out.
Again, tell everybody what's happening here on New Year's Eve, because that's also a big time for a lot of people to come here and celebrate the new year of 2026.
We're going to bring it in. We're going to have Joni Compretta and the Baytown Groove. We'll have hats, horns, tiaras for everyone to celebrate. We'll also have the champagne floats that will be available, and it's going to be a good time.
You know what I'm excited about? I like, again, history. You know, whenever you hit the century mark, y'all remember back in 1776 when we celebrating 200 years, bicentennial. Well, I don't know. We're not at the tricentennial, but we're halfway there. 250 years of this great country is coming up. 2026. Are y'all not into that? Come on. I mean, listen.
We'll have big events for the July.
Yes,
of
yes. We should. 250 years now. I'm not saying we the Roman Empire or anything about 1,000 years, whatever. So we got to get our act together. But still, it's 250 years of this experiment with democracy. Can we do the right thing? I don't know. That intrigues me. It might not intrigue y'all, but I'm intrigued by that.
Les, I'm going to let you go back to coordinating, supervising. You got your history lesson for today, too.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Les.
250 years of liberty and freedom.
There you go.
Yeah. God bless America.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us the head coach of the Houston Cougars, Willie Fritz.
And God bless the Who Dat Nation.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go to our talking text line, and he was the original. When we started this, our Tulane Tuesday a few years back, now he's at University of Houston, the head football coach of the Cougars, Willie Fritz. Willie, great to hear your voice again. And, man, you're on a real big ride. I told this to Bobby last week. I get asked because you're doing shows not only local, across the country. What team might be the next Texas Tech of 2026? And my deal is I know they got the right coach. Let's see what they accumulate, but I think it might be the Houston Cougars.
Well, yeah, Coach Fritz, you got to keep up with A&M and Texas and Texas Tech with that name, image, and likeness. You know that.
Oh, God dang, I got to get some money, don't I? How you guys doing? I miss you guys. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing great. Coach, we miss you too. Coach, playing in the Texas Bowl and everything, and what you've been able to do this year, and you used a lot of the transfer portal to get players in. I think about your quarterback and Connor Wegman. I think you and I talked about this guy when he was at Rice. Dean Connors, who's a running back for you now. Amari Thomas was at University of Alabama, Birmingham. And your big tight end in Tanner, who's at Ball State. So you embraced the name, image, likeness very quickly. They had some coaches that didn't really do it. And it is a big part of the game, even though you're in the center of a lot of big-time players in Houston.
You know, we had to. We just the roster, when I got here, you know, we played a conference championship game at Tulane, and I really didn't start the job till that Wednesday. They were out of school. I had 36 guys at the first team meeting. We brought some guys in through the transfer portal, and then we were able to find, you know, the right guys the next year through the transfer portal that were going to fit in, that we knew a little bit better, done a little bit more research on, and hit on a bunch of guys. You mentioned the quarterback, Connor Wigman. You know, he started at Texas A&M. He's a Texas kid. Matter of fact, I coached his dad at Sam Houston State many years ago. So we had a little bit of a relationship with him, and he wanted to come back to Houston, get a fresh start. And, you know, Amari Thomas, a kid out of UAB who led the league in yards receiving. And then I think we got a tight end who's, a second-day draft pick. He's a stud. He's been at Ball State. We had him visit. We didn't get him. He went up to Wisconsin. There were still two portal times, and he ended up coming back here in the summer and had a great year for us. So, yeah, we had to utilize it. It was we want to be a freshman-laden program. We signed 20 really good kids a year ago. We signed 20 really good kids. We signed the number one quarterback in the nation, number one player ranked in the nation, a kid named Keyshawn Henderson out of Houston here that we had offered back when I was at Tulane. We were the first schooled off from his quarterback. So we got fortunate with that relationship, starting it a long time ago. But we want to be a high school team and then kind of sprinkle in some guys from the portal. I think everybody wants to do that. But this day and age, you got to adapt and improvise after the portal gets started. Because if you don't, you're going to be left behind.
Now, Coach Fritch, talk about how this benefits University of Houston. And when you read the big dogs, what I mean by that, you look at the Big Ten, SEC, and then being part of the Big 12. That has to be beneficial.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a lot of kids want to play Power Four football. Big 12, we've got 16 teams in the Big 12. I don't know when they're ever going to rename all these conferences. But it's a very, very competitive league from top to bottom. I told our kids all the time, you got to hook it up every week. You know, I've been in some leagues where maybe you had you play your C game, you still got an opportunity to win. You play your C game in the Big 12, you're going to get your butt kicked. You know, so that helps us, you know. By and large, I think a lot of kids would like to go to school somewhere close to home. You know, so we've really recruited the heck out of the state of Texas. You know, it's kind of, you know, around the city of Houston. We get up into Dallas, Fort Worth as well. Then we've also continued to recruit Louisiana. We signed four really good players from Louisiana this year that we think are going to be great players for us. But everybody's drivable distance, and I think that makes it a little bit easier when you do that. And that is one of the secrets to our success at Tulane. We had kids from New Orleans who went far away, thought the grass was greener, found out it was only green, and wanted to bring their butt back to New Orleans. And a lot of great players that we did that with as well.
Now, Coach Frisboy, and I've known him way back, and he's been a part of your staff. Boy, it was a great documentary. I don't know if I'm describing that right, with Kurt Hester, your strength coach,
The
fight in him from Tulane to Houston. I knew him when I was playing with the Saints in Mandeville on the North Shore. And just unbelievable what he did, you know, Louisiana Tech. But I know where he came from, you know, Houma and all that. Boy, and he was what he was battling with, and I know you talk highly of Kurt Hester and what he meant to your team and the inspiration.
Well, it's been the hardest year of my career. You know, I've never had a player or a coach, you know, pass away during a season. You know, the strength coach spends more time with student athletes really than anybody, and they have a big say in the makeup of your team, you know, culture wise. And Kurt just did it. tremendous job. You know, he was diagnosed in stage four melanoma in February, and they gave him 4 weeks. And I mean, that guy just fought and scratched and clawed all the way through the middle of October, and it was a real. I talked about him this morning in a team meeting. You know, this season has been dedicated to him. We got one more game to go, but it's certainly been tough. You know, his wife and kids. He's got a son who lives here in Houston. The rest of them are over there in New Orleans, and he just did a lot for us at Tulane. He did a heck of a lot to help establish his program here at the University of Houston.
Coach, when you look at how Texas Tech was built, and Cody Campbell, certainly he's got a checkbook that none of them checks are going to bounce.
A little bit there.
None of them are going to bounce anywhere. But they really hit hard on the defensive side, the football. And when you watch the Red Raiders, man, they were tough on defense. And I think it's sort of – they reminded me a little bit of an SEC team. Of how they were structured. Do you think that other teams, now, not everybody got a guy like Campbell that can write a check in for $50 million a year and things are good, but the way they did it and built first through defense, well, you think other teams sort of try to duplicate that?
Got to have money to do it. You know, we talk all the time about, perfection is our goal, but excellence will be tolerated. And it's the same thing when we recruit out of the portal. We got to be right when we're divvying out our money, because we're not anywhere close to where those guys are at and some of the other, people that are playing college football right now. They can make a mistake and it doesn't hurt their budget very much. But one thing I will give old Texas Tech, they do a very good job coaching. They play hard, well coached. You see that offense defensively and in the kicking game, and they're going to give people problems. It was a very, very talented team. You know, we got beat. I can't remember. I think it was 35-11. That was like one of the closest games they played this year, besides the one loss they had at Arizona State when they had a bunch of people down, first two quarterbacks. But, they're a good squad. And in this day and age, that's part of it. I'm jealous. I wish we had somebody that was helping us out in that manner as well. So you just got to, with us and the majority of the teams, you got to be smart with your money and make sure those guys are people that can really play for you, and frontline players and guys that can make a difference. And I tell you something else I'm doing, and Bobby will probably remember this from playing pro ball. You don't get anybody hurt during goddamn practice. You got to be smart with what you're doing in practice. And, you got to have that. There's that fine line of physicality, but also keeping guys healthy. And we've done a good job of that this year.
Coach Fritz, so when you're talking about convincing a young individual, you come be a Houston Cougar, you can win the Heisman Trophy. There's not too many universities can say that. I know. I'll look at Andre Ware, what he was able to do at Houston Cougars. Do you use that like in recruiting? Say, hey, you can come here because it's happened before, because everyone knows about the Heisman Trophy and what comes with that. And Andre Ware, I mean.
Because he's still on TV.
Yes, and stuff. So I'm sure y'all utilize that, look, we had a Heisman Trophy quarterback come here.
He's here all the time, he's a very loyal Cougar. And Case Keenum, very loyal Cougar. Kevin Cobb. Another guy that played a ton in the NFL, the Klinglers, heck, he was the first pick in the draft. U of H, Greg Ward, played a long time in the NFL as a receiver, still playing to this day. So they've had a lot of really, really good quarterbacks. Clayton Tune, still playing with the Arizona Cardinals. So quarterbacks in a position that U of H is really – done a great job recruiting and developing those guys. I'm sure that had something to do with the kid, number one quarterback in the nation coming here, number one high school player in the nation coming here, Keyshawn Henderson, and also, Connor Wigman. He can accomplish, your goals here as a quarterback. And you're right. I got the Heisman Trophy. You walk in this building, you see the Heisman. We make sure they see that, because not very many schools got that.
And, you know, Coach Fritz, you mentioned Clayton Toon. You know, my brother's been in Houston for 2 decades in the Woodlands. My youngest niece is engaged in marrying Clayton Toon in the spring. You know, he was with the Cardinals, now he's with the Packers. So, yeah, when you see Clayton Toon, you tell him, you know what?
Bobby's niche right.
You're damn right, Coach Fritz. And I know you're going to do that. Yeah, you better treat my niece right. But now, looking at the LSU.
I've heard nothing but great things about him.
He's a great individual. But speaking of now your opponent in the bowl game, Texas Bowl, LSU Tigers and all the adversity they face, what have you seen on film with them and all the turmoil, coaching changes, and the players? They've obviously, you never know how it's a long season. Everyone's talking, watch LSU and Clemson in the postseason. Not so fast. What happened? So what do you see on film with LSU? And obviously, I know you're aware of this. You would think it's not in Louisiana. The largest LSU alumni fan base is in Houston, Texas.
You bet.
So you know there could be a lot of Tiger fans, obviously, for that bowl game.
Yeah, U of H and LSU have already sold out of all their allotment of tickets. So we're going to have a great crowd at NRG Stadium. You know, they're a big team. You know, and, you know, you don't have a whole lot of – you know, my son-in-law coaches at Miami, and I went over and watched them play A&M the other day. And you know, the first thing I saw was we had pretty good seats. I was like, wow, these dudes are pretty big. And LSU certainly is a real big team, both on the O-line and the defensive line. And we played some big teams. Tech is a very, very big team. But that's something that, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, they got good quickness and speed and length. You know, you don't have a whole lot of teams that have got a 6'5 corner and the other one's about 6'1, 6'2. So, they're very, very, very talented. I got a lot of respect for those coaches over there. Alex Atkins, you know, was one of my assistants at Georgia Southern. He's one of my assistants at Tulane. He does an outstanding job. Kevin Peoples, you know, he's one of my assistants at Tech, Blinn Junior College, Central Missouri, Georgia Southern, and Tulane. You know, so I got a lot of, you know, history of some of their coaches. And I think Frank Wilson, you know, does a very nice job. He's a good ball coach. I know they're going to have these guys ready to play. And, you know, big goal for us is going after that 10th win. Not very many schools win 10 games in a year. And this will be the first time that Houston's done it at the Power Four level since 1990. So this is one of the goals we had at the beginning of the year. And, you know, he's trying to do a great job preparing this whole week.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. With all those former assistants, you remind me of Pete Jenkins. Every time I bring up somebody who was like, Mike, I coach with him here, I coach with him there, I was there. But, man, it's great to hear your voice again, Coach, and best of luck to you and at University of Houston.
Appreciate you guys. Tell everybody hi. Thank you.
All right, Coach Fritz, so what do you used to say always like roll wave? What do you say, go Cougs? I mean, he dropped. Oh, I know. Yeah, remember he used to always say that.
Always said it.
Like
always.
He's a roll wave, and then he probably says, "Go Cougs."
We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess in hour number two right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two on the Second Guess show. Hey, we got a lot more Second Guess right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on down and visit us. They still have the squares up for the Monday night football game, and that'll be between the San Francisco 49ers, Indianapolis Colts. You can hear it here on the Big 870 WWL. At 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host along with Bobby and talking to Kellen Moore, Saints head coach. His guest tonight will be his passing game defensive coordinator, coaching in the secondary, Terry Joseph, Louisiana guy.
Yeah, the Joseph family. Yeah. Look at it, the coaching tree with that. The Joseph family, they like, you know how we always talk about the Mannings in New Orleans? And how royalty and what the Josephs are like the royalty of the West Bank.
And he played baseball at Northwestern.
No, it's unbelievable. You know, to hear that name, the last name Joseph on the West Bank. Who you think's running the Broncos defense?
Vance Joseph.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. We talk about, like, oh, the Mannings, look what they mean in yards. I'm telling you, the Joseph family in West Bank and is the best bank.
Look at Mickey Joseph, the head coach at Grambling.
I'm saying the Joseph family is like the Mannings. That's like football royalty in New Orleans.
Also want to tell everybody, LSU announced today that Chris Kiffin, the brother of Lane Kiffin, he was wondering exactly what his position was going to be at LSU. He will be the linebackers coach and co-defensive coordinator along with Blake Baker.
So does he have a brother and a son? The Kiffin? See? I don't know. Nepotism. No one's against nepotism as long as it works. You know what I mean? The only one that when somebody starts bitching about nepotism because, like, oh, well, they're not competent. Why are you harmed? Just because they're related to you? But if they know what they're doing to work out, there's nothing wrong with that.
And Chris coached in the NFL for a few teams, too. So maybe,
yeah, so.
But, you know, look at the dad in Monty.
And everybody says, T-Bob got opportunity because of you. What? T-Bob's way better than me. He's way smarter. I mean, I was lucky. I like his skill set. And I'm just not saying that because I'm his dad.
No, he is very good, Bob.
He really is. Can you imagine late at night when we're having a few pops and then the conversations we have? Oh, I'm telling you. We should maybe do a late night podcast. It'd be awesome. I don't know. That's too much work, though. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have our triple option feature. Charlie, you first.
Guys, I'm going with a stat that the Saints PR recently put out about Cam Jordan, who had back-to-back sacks, obviously, in the victory over the Jets. 8.5 sacks in 2025. This is the ninth season Cam Jordan has recorded at least 8 sacks, joining Ricky Jackson, Leslie O'Neal, Jason Taylor, Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis, Jared Allen, DeMarcus Ware, and Aaron Donald is the ninth player in NFL history to do so. Guys, we were talking a little bit off air about it. That's a pretty good list to be joining. I think all Hall of Famers, if I'm not mistaken, and when Aaron Donald obviously becomes eligible, he's going to be a first ballot guy. But Cam Jordan kind of staking his Hall of Fame career with another awesome season for the black and gold.
Well, Charlie, the question is going to be, no, he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Is he going to be first ballot?
Right.
And the only reason why, maybe not the recognition, because the Saints ain't won nothing when he's played. If they don't want a Super Bowl, now think about it, I'm telling you, a lot of that comes into play and in a small market. Now, it took Ricky Jackson, a while. I don't think Ricky was first ballot, but he was not. He's still a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Neither was Willie Rolfe.
Can
you believe that?
Because,
who the hell's voting for that?
Yeah, it's because if you play in New York and all that stuff. But anyway, no, Cam Jordan is going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. And my triple option, Charlie and Mike, is going to be dealing with our upcoming opponent. And the Chiefs and where they're at. It just shows you how tough pro football is. Tennessee Titans whipped the Kansas City Chiefs 26-9. Oh, well, Pat Mahomes didn't play, but Pat Mahomes don't play defense. Come on, Chiefs defense. If you look at, how you got to hang in there, and we playing in Nashville, and look at Cam Ward. I'm intrigued. Cam Ward, number one overall draft pick. Tyler Shough, 40th overall pick. I mean, right now, Tyler Shough, if he finishes strong, he's going to get some votes. He might win Rookie of the Year. I'm telling you, way over Cam Ward. It's just whatever you did for me, he's in the hunt. But look at Cam Ward. He lived up to expectations against the Chiefs. He threw for 228 yards, a couple of touchdowns. To show you how hard it's been for Tennessee to win at home, you know, we haven't had no dome field advantage. Well, the Titans ain't had no home field advantage in Nashville. Tennessee snapped an 11-game home skid. They've lost 11 straight games by beating the Chiefs. So they're going to be confident with the Saints coming to town. They're now 3-12. They improved to 1-7 at home this season with their first win at Nissan Stadium since early November of 2024. And that skid, their losing skid, matched the franchise's worst since moving to Tennessee from Houston in 1997. So, you know what I'm talking about? I'm a Titans season ticket holder. Oh, boy, you must be living in misery when you look at that.
Ever since Rabel left, things ain't been too good.
Yeah, with two games left, and you look at the Chiefs. Now, think about now on the flip side how quickly things change. With two games left, the Chiefs are now 6-9. I don't know what's going to happen with Kansas City. Do you know they only have one more win than us, and they were just in the Super Bowl? It just shows you the parity in the NFL. But with two games left, the Chiefs are 6-9, and they're assured of their first losing record since 2012. Man, that's over a dozen years. The Chiefs ain't seen this since 2012. In 2012 was their most recent season without Andy Reid as their coach. Kansas City has lost now four straight. Its longest skid since 2017, and they've lost 6-7. Boy, how the mighty have fallen.
And they've fallen hard.
Yeah.
And that's a hard fall from being in the Super Bowl.
They were right here in New Orleans in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. Now, they got spanked, but they were there.
Man, listen, we got to send a shout out to the Saints PR department. Bob, they give a lot of this information out.
Oh, yeah, they do an awesome job.
They do an awesome job. Doug Miller and J-Mac.
J-Mac!
And all the people that's involved with it. Appreciate y'all getting that information.
Doug, J-Mac, they take care of me. Without them, I'd be lost, but they take care of me.
Doug keeps sending that info because Bob got to have them fill-ins. We appreciate
Sometimes
it.
Doug would want me to be more pro-Saints, but I don't work for the Saints. I love the Saints, but I don't work for the Saints. Now, J-Mac don't they all good. They all good. But obviously, it's their job to promote the Saints. I want to promote the Saints. You know how you promote the Saints? Win. Win, then it doesn't matter.
So it's a lot easier to give all them stats and stuff when you're winning.
I'm going to leave you with this. You know what's not a good stat? I'm going to ask Coach Moore this. You know, we getting outscored. You know, a fast start. I said, well, so much for a fast start. Remember Taysom fumbled on the second snap?
Man.
And all of a sudden, we got to give Stephon something to cheer for. We've been outscored now 109-29 in the first quarter. It's almost 4-1. How are we going to address that? That has to change. You got to get off to a fast start. Now you want to have a great fourth quarter, but also a fast start. I want to see if Kellen Moore has an answer to that.
We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here on the Second Guess Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to thank everybody that showed up tonight listening on the radio. I know it's a busy week as we lead up into Christmas. And when the Saints play the Titans, a lot of familiar faces. And we talked about Cam Ward and his journey. I'll go through the wide receivers and tight ends tomorrow with it. But, man, you talk about in the backfield, Tajay Spears, what a great player he was at Tulane. Lloyd Cushenberry, who was a part of that 2019 magical ride, maybe the greatest college football team ever. You think about it, what he did at LSU. And then Arden Key, the outside linebacker, edge guy, another former LSU guy. A lot of familiar faces, local guys that we'll be talking about throughout the week as the Saints play the Titans this coming Sunday. Want to tell you right now, we're going to switch it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, Saints head coach Kellen Moore is guest tonight. Terry Joseph, defensive secondary coach, also passing game coordinator on that side. Thank you for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.